is time now for Talking Books, made possible by La Vida Dolce Cafe in Southern Village. Stop by for an afternoon pick-me-up, enjoy a delicious nitro cold brew coffee, or indulge with a new gelato flavor. And don't forget to bring your favorite book. More on their Tuesday Book Club coming up in just a bit. We have got, as always, Susan Brown in the studio for Talking Books. She heads up the Chapel Hill Public Library, as well as 14 other departments in the town of Chapel Hill. Several other very special guests here in the studio as well to talk about a really cool prize slash event that's coming up next month. We also have Maya Schuster and author Daniel Wallace here in the studio as well. So Susan, Daniel, Maya, thank you all so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I brought some elves with me.
We that's could awesome,
them as,
yes.
As elves this
Did you
week,
clear
right?
that with them
no,
before
I
you
just came out of my
live
mouth.
Radio? Okay. It's all going downhill from here. Cool.
Thanks
so
for having us here, Aaron.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So what's up? How's it going?
Well, so in the mad rush up to the holidays, we wanted to come in this week and bring my very special guest to talk about a thing that's actually happening next year, or we might say next decade. Am I right?
Ooh,
that's right.
This event is actually next decade, but we're going to talk about it now.
In the future.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so this is a really special event. We started partnering with the Crooks Book Prize, which I will let Maya and Daniel talk about, a couple years ago, and it really came about... Every year, myself and other staff would see the announcement of the book prize come out, and we always said, you know what? We should partner with them. And then a year would pass, and the thing would come out and say,
right.
you know
we
what?
Should
we should partner with
them.
And so finally, a couple of years ago, we got ahead of the game and connected with the folks at the Crooks Book Prize, and now we have this fabulous partnership and program. So I'll let Maya talk about the programming partnership.
Maya?
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, so this will be our third year partnering with the Crooks Corner Book Prize Foundation. So they always do the announcement on the first Monday in January about who the winner is. So the second day, the day after that, on Tuesday, January 7th, we're going to have an event at the library for the third year in a row. We're going to have the winner of this year's prize yet to be announced, which is very exciting, and our good friend Daniel Wallace, who will be, they'll be having like a really informal conversation, book chat, talking about their books, about the prize, about Southern fiction, there for everyone to enjoy. It'll be really fun and informal and intimate. And Flyleaf Books will also be there with us.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And this is a really cool, I mean, it's going to be a cool event on Tuesday the 7th at the library, 7 to 8:30 p.m. We'll talk about that in just a second. But it's a really cool prize, partly because of what it recognizes, right? It's a debut novelist, so someone who is not established. They're publishing for the first time, publishing a novel for the first time. And specifically, it's Southern fiction, right? So your work is set somewhere in the American
right.
South. I love the specificity of it, not just because it recognizes Southern fiction, but, and Daniel, I know you can speak to this, how difficult it is for novelists who have never published novels before to get read and to get recognized and to get established. This is a great way for them to do that.
It's an incredible opportunity. It started, I think, around 10 years ago. Is it something, mm-hmm. something like that? And so it started in that, you know, nobody knew what it was. And I think Wiley Cash was maybe the very first winner of it, and he's gone on to be one of the greatest novelists in the state. Now it's so well known, and publishers get a ton of books to them. The Chapel Hill Carborough Intelligentsia has to read all of them.
Of which
them.
There are many in Legion.
I'm assuming there are. It's a very secret organization. Nobody really knows who's in it. I think Susan was actually rejected from it.
That's true.
That's true,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
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 I mean,
I which
like
is
came
sad
to one
because
meeting, and then they put yeah. on the agenda, kick Susan Brown out.
It's so
sad
that
because they
happened.
Have their meetings at the library, which makes
yeah.
a real awkward.
It's awkward. It's really, really sad. It's really sad. But it is true. The getting that first novel, getting people to pay attention to the first novel, sometimes really difficult, and this is what that prize does.
Mm-hmm.
And the winner gets $5,000 plus the best part, a free glass of wine at Crook's Corner every day for a year. So whenever they're in Chapel Hill, go to Crook's Corner and imbibe and enjoy.
But they've never chosen a first novelist that actually lives
in Chapel Hill, yeah.
So that's the thing.
They're smart about it.
Yeah, they are smart about it.
So who are the finalists this year?
So we've got actually a Chapel Hill native finalist. This year's the year. We'll see.
Maybe.
It's The Atlas of Reds and Blues by Debbie Lascar, who went to UNC Chapel Hill, got her MFA from Columbia University. It's a book about a mother who's an immigrant to America from India and talking sort of retrospectively as she lies dying of a gunshot wound. Mm. So very powerful. And then we have Sugarland by Tammy Lynn Stoner, who's from Texas. And this one is in 1923, about a girl who falls in love with her best girlfriend, seeking sanctuary by working at the men's prison. And then we have a collection of stories called Lot by Brian Washington, who's also from Texas. And this one is about modern Houston, not historical this time, and about the multi-ethnic place that is Houston these days and what that means for Southern culture in Houston.
So those are the three finalists. And Charles Frazier, is he the judge or is he one of the judges?
He's the judge. Every year the foundation asks an author of Southern fiction, a well-known author, to be the judge. This year it's Charles Frazier,
who wrote Cold Mountain. So it's up to him to decide which one of the three. Do we know if he's already decided? Does the author... They've got to make travel plans if they're going to get here. So
Maya knows the winner.
So you know.
Do you know the winner, Daniel Wallace?
I can't answer that.
Because you're not in the club, Susan, is the problem. Everyone's privy to this information.
So yes, because the winner will be here.
Will be there, right.
On the announcement is at Crook's Corner on...
The night before, Monday the 6th.
Monday the 6th. Yeah. And then come to the library. You'll have to do the secret knock, which they won't tell me, for the intelligentsia. And Daniel Wallace will be in conversation with the winner. So the winner is going to be in town, certainly for those two nights. And I hope... having that glass of wine at Crook's Corner.
And the public event at the library is going to be Tuesday the 7th from 7 to 8:30, conversation at Chapel Hill Public Library with Daniel Wallace and the winning novelist. So have you read all three of the novels? Have you read the one that has won, do you know?
Again, I cannot answer that.
Okay, fair. Have you read all three?
Wow.
Can you read Daniel Wallace?
No, it is not my place to have read all three novels.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. All right.
And I'll also mention that the prize itself is really interesting. So the prize came about. Anna Hayes, who is on the Crooks Book Foundation, spends some time in France each year, and she was taken by the Café Culture in Paris. And there are many book prizes that are attached to Parisian cafes, and she really wanted to do that here. So she was thinking, where in Chapel Hill could I bring this? And of course, Crook's Corner is the perfect fit.
That's a fantastic place.
So this is in this tradition of this Parisian model, and it's here, and we've made it our own and made it Southern and put it at Crook's, which is really cool, I think.
I love it. Speaking with Susan Brown, Maya Schuster, Daniel Wallace, ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org for more information on the library. If you want more information on the Crook's Corner Book Prize, is there a website for that?
CrooksCornerBookPrize.com.
Easy
Look at
enough.
That.
There you go.
So should we talk about some books?
We should talk about some books. Yeah. So Southern fiction, right? That's what we're basing it on. All right. Awesome. So who wants to start? Recommending books based on recommending books of Southern fiction based on the Crook's Corner Book Prize.
Well, also nonfiction is also a thing as well.
And nonfiction.
Nonfiction. We can just put the non. And I've got a bunch of books. Here,
You actually brought props.
I brought props.
That's what happens. We were talking. Whenever we have guests, they actually prepare.
I'm prepared. But starting with a novel, this is a brand new novel called Nothing to See Here by Kevin Wilson, who is the author of The Family Fang, which was a bestseller and turned into a movie, I think. But it is so funny, and it's beautifully written, and I can't remember the last time I was reading a book in bed and could not stop laughing at just one line. I couldn't go on. So, I mean, this is something, it's perfect for this time of year, I think. You want to keep it classy, but funny.
I love it.
You know?
Nice.
And so this is something that I would that I would definitely, it's about a couple of kids who, when they get upset, combust.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. I have heard. Yeah, I've heard a lot of great things about this book, actually.
Yeah,
which sounds like some old, like, German weird Grimm's fairy tale thing,
yes.
Right?
Yeah,
children
yeah,
who
yeah.
combust.
Yeah, yeah, that's good.
Very cool.
That's my first.
All right.
Maya, what do you have?
Well, I'm going to piggyback off of that, because something I love about Kevin Wilson, and I can't wait to read Nothing to See Here, is that element of the fantastic. And I'm totally going to embarrass Daniel now and say that I was 10 when Big Fish came out, which obviously I didn't read when I was 10, but I was 15 when the movie came out. Didn't know it was a book. Went to see it with the whole family. We were obsessed with that movie. Mm. It was like the rare thing that we could all agree on, because it was historical fiction, which is good for my mom, but it had an element of like the fantastic, you know? And I just like, it was my first real exposure to sort of magical realism, and I just was obsessed with it. So when I found out it was a book when I was in college, I read it, and it was definitely had a huge impact on me. Oh. So thanks for writing it.
Thank you.
Yeah, so definitely recommend going back to that wonderful, wonderful book.
Awesome.
This
Susan?
One's a rising star in the ranks
yeah.
of the Chapel Hill Intelligentsia.
Yeah.
See
oh,
what
yeah.
she did there?
This is how you have to get into the Intelligentsia.
You're
that's just
have to learn
normal
how to compliment
level.
People, too.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough.
The struggle is real.
Yeah.
So, okay. All right, y'all. Here we go. I've
right.
got a book.
All right.
So, last year's judge mm-hmm. of the Crook's Corner Book Prize was Tayari Jones, who many people know from her big, big book last year on American Marriage, which was a fabulous book. It was an Oprah book, all the things. I wanted to recommend her first book, which is called Leaving Atlanta. It came out, gosh, more than 10 years ago. What I love about it, it's a fairly short book. Its main characters are children. It's set in Atlanta at the time of the child murders. It's not really about the child murders, but it's the story of race and childhood and friendships and the world set in that time. And she makes some alterations to it, but it's a wonderful novel. And I felt last year when her book got so big, I was like, but I read her first book and I really loved it. And I recommended it to everyone.
I was a fan of her before it was cool.
Right?
Yeah.
That's also why they don't let me in the club.
That's usually why they do let you into the club.
No,
but anyways, it's a fabulous book.
Why these early books don't get the recognition. You know, that was a debut novel and it totally deserves all the recognition that An American Marriage mm-hmm. got. But it didn't get it. Something that's really special about the book prize, too, is that it does give recognition to a debut novel that really does deserve it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly. So I want to recommend one. This is the only one that I've got, and then we'll send it back to Daniel for more. This is, I got to credit my mom for this, because she's the one who pointed this one out to me. Jojo Moyes, is that how you pronounce her last name? The Giver of Stars, which just came out. And I'm just going to read the little blurb here. It's the true tale of the horseback librarians, five women in Depression-era Kentucky who deliver books as part of Eleanor Roosevelt's traveling library.
Wow.
It's a novel that's based on that actual true story, and I can't say that I've read it, but it's getting a lot of buzz, and it's such a cool premise, right? Mm-hmm. I'd not heard that this was a thing that
thing.
Exists.
The
yeah, no,
pack horse librarian.
Every
yeah.
librarian has dreams about this.
Oh yeah, and they were bad at. Can I say that? They were awesome. They were.
I would just say it.
Badass.
It's fine. There
they
you go.
They went on horseback that went up in the hollows of Appalachia. I mean, there's a whole thing. There's a fabulous kids book about them too. Mm. But yeah, we totally
yeah.
know about. We dress
I've
up.
I've never
them
seen
book.
Two librarians get so excited
right?
in my
right?
life.
Yeah, I know. It's weird.
They left their horse tied up outside.
The horse is excited too. I don't know why.
All right, close this out, Daniel Wallace.
Yeah.
What else did you bring?
So this book, bringing things really close to home, it's called Roadsides, an illustrated companion to dining and driving in the American South. It is by a young woman named Emily Wallace. Absolutely no relation. Absolutely no relation. But it's all about driving in the South and what you're likely to see.
Nice.
And it's illustrated by Emily. It's drawn by Emily. Written by Emily, I mean. Illustrated and drawn.
Ooh.
but they're So she'll, you know, talk about Howard Johnson's and roadside stands, but there's always a little history in there, and it's really fun history, like talking about roadside stands made from salvage lumber, burlap, and tin. No two stands were alike, but in the 20s, there were, they say, tens of thousands of stands everywhere you went.
Yeah.
And one person who has just such a stand was named Williamson Sylvester Stuckey.
Oh, did he sell pecan rolls?
Yes. That's what his wife got him into he was doing the pecans, and his wife said, we got to do more. We're going to do some pecan log rolls, nuts, powdered sugar, molasses, and a divinity, a nut-filled teka meringue. And then that's where they started as a roadside stand.
That's fantastic.
I love it.
And so there's all this wonderful history just driving around the South and what roads have done to change the South and connected these places that we would never be able to go without them. So it's a beautiful read. It's a great gift because it's not something that you read all at one time. You just read a little essay here
and
there.
Yeah.
Totally worth it. Roadsides and an illustrated companion to dining and driving in the American South. It's the perfect present.
Yeah.
And that is Talkin' Books. Again, ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org for more information on the library. CrooksCornerBookPrize.com, right, Maya?
That's
for
correct.
More on the Crooks Corner Book Prize. Winner's going to be announced on Monday, January 6th at Crooks Corner. Is that a public event? Can people go to that?
I don't think it is a public event.
Okay, so January 7th is a Tuesday, 7 to 8:30. This is a public event conversation
yes.
at the library with Daniel Wallace and the winning novelist, whoever that happens to be. Susan, Daniel, Maya, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks.
And that is Talkin' Books. Let's keep the conversation going. Join the La Vida Dolce Book Club every Tuesday at 5:30. They're off for the holiday season, but they'll pick back up again on January 7th with Eric Larson's Devil in the White City over gelato, wine, coffee, and more. La Vida Dolce Book Club is open and welcome to all.